Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of what, honestly, never mind, the new album by Drake means for Drake fans and music in general. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
The moment Honestly Nevermind by Drake starts, you enter more of house music territory, dance music somewhat, and I'm talking about the real stuff, even getting into deep house at times. My very first thought was, rap Drake fans will be wondering what the hell happened to our guy? Who is this? What's going on? This album will leave a lot of people confused, and I mean rap Drake fans. Drake has never shied away from experimentation. Let's be honest about that. And he's done so with other genres pretty much at ease, and it's been phenomenal. This is what gave birth to the song that allowed Afrobeats a true crossover to the West, One Dance. Remember that one with Wizkid? Yeah, that one. For Drake haters, I'm afraid to say he's done it again. What may seem like polarizing views on Twitter, where honestly people are at each other's throats concerning what he's done musically, and may seem like an L initially, might not be the L you think it is. I mean, Drake himself said, if you don't get it, forget about it. You will catch up soon. Drake has tapped into the eternal well of dance music, adding much familiarity with his unmistakable singing voice. This album means that he enters a whole new domain by challenging himself to replicate success in a genre he has no business being in. This is like what Snoop Dogg did that year with that reggae album, but way better and actually straight up like serious. The production team around it gives you a sense of where this album will be a mainstay, and think the numerous dance festivals around the world, places like Ibiza, Bora Bora, hell, Europe will gobble this up, and any bloody way house music and dance music dominate. And that includes places like South Africa and all that. And that is everywhere, literally everywhere. Drake tapped into the well of African music genius by having Trezor, Grammy Award winner Black Coffee and Black Coffee's son Asana on production too. I do have to say, Asana is also really good at producing, and you can tell he has that Black Coffee touch in his sound. He's good. He's actually good. Interestingly, the songs where Trezor plays a part, such as Downhill, are so easy to spot because Trezor's vocal input is distinct. Like, you can tell with that whisper-thin layered vocal that he does best. It's amazing. That was a highlight for me because I could pick up on it quite easily when listening to this album. I see this as a strategic play on Drake's part. House and dance music in general has some form of the longest shelf life you will ever see in music, with extremely loyal fans. And one thing about dance fans, house fans in general, they understand the genres. And they understand the genres, how to consume them, and what it means for them to have a voice like Drake on, you know, house music instead of just remixes all the way. Anyone that shied away from rap Drake could have a reason to listen now. And that's a lot of people still, despite Drake's success. Those that get house and dance music will get this album pretty much instantly. And those that hold on to older versions of Drake, like rap Drake, will most likely say this album is garbage, because the musical style is not within their understanding for starters, or pleasure after that. I'll end with this. On Honestly Nevermind, Drake has created the biggest dance album in Apple Music history by breaking the record for the first day streams worldwide. The king is onto something, but once you realize it, it might be too late.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.